This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Welcome to Campus Voices on WRFL Lexington, where each week we take a look at key issues that affect the students, the UK campus, and the Lexington community. I'm your host, Noah Richard, and today we'll be talking about Homecoming Week. This Saturday marks the 101st University of Kentucky Homecoming. And throughout this week, there will be many events happening on and around campus that will recognize UK students and alumni. Reporter Leslie Hobbs takes a look at how diversity is integrated and celebrated throughout this week by aiming to unite traditional aspects of homecoming while keeping diversity in mind.
Current UK students aim to honor and respect UK homecoming traditions that have been occurring for over 100 years now. SGA Chief of Staff Elizabeth Foster says upholding tradition is important to the student body.
As far as SGA goes, I think it's a great way for us to build on those past traditions while also helping create, you know, new and unique ways of tying the community together to celebrate the university we love so much.
SGA has been hosting various events throughout this week. Tomorrow night, they will continue that streak with a trivia night for UK students. This is a fun opportunity for current UK students to learn more about the traditions here at UK that have occurred during Homecoming Week for such a long period of time.
And a really fun way to learn more about Homecoming and UK itself, and to engage with people outside of communities that you may participate in, you know, whether that be like certain organizations that you affiliate yourself with, or certain groups.
Homecoming Week, we are joined by the Associate Director of Communications and Membership for UK Alumni Association, Jill Smith. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also, we are joined by Delta Sigma Theta President, Carrie Bass. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, thank you.
So homecoming is meant to celebrate the past and the present traditions of a school. And Jill, as an alumnus of both your undergrad and master's programs, what does homecoming mean to you, and how does the UK Alumni Association try to make Homecoming Week happen?
It's just a week for alumni of all ages to come back to the university to celebrate their time here on campus. Obviously, it's changed a lot throughout the years. One major group that we work with every year is the 50-year class, which we call the Golden Wildcats. So that's especially fun for the Alumni Association to get to relive memories from 50 years ago with them. I also often think back to when I was a student and the traditions that took place then. I graduated my undergraduate degree in 05. And so some things are the same and some things are different. But we really try to find ways to celebrate homecoming with multiple generations throughout this week and weekend.
Do you focus just on the big anniversaries, or do you try to appeal to all alumni?
We try to appeal to all alumni. A lot of our academic colleges do certain reunions this weekend. So, for example, Ag Roundup, this is the second year it's fallen on homecoming, and that is a huge week-long event that really pertains to College of Agriculture alumni. Our extension offices around the state, they have a legislative day. The Colleges of Communications, the College of Dentistry, Pharmacy, Medicine, and us are collaborating on a tailgate on Saturday at 1:30. So that's a way that we try to reach multiple groups of alumni. There are also several colleges having Hall of Fames. The Gatton Grand Opening is this year. So it's really just a university-wide effort to try to get alumni back on campus. And there's obviously very different groups and ways you can participate, but the main thing we want is for people to come back this weekend.
Do a lot of people usually come back, and has it kind of been more in the past, or is it just depends on the year?
It depends on the year. Weather's a factor. Football game time is a factor. In October, Keeneland is another big attraction, so we purposefully try to schedule homecoming during October so that people can at least hit a couple of events while they're here, Keeneland and something at UK. So it just really depends on the year. The addition of Family Weekend and Ag Roundup on Homecoming Weekend have been great additions, and also the Alumni Band Reunion. So we've really tried in the last 2 to 3 years to get one collaborative weekend together of activities. There used to be multiple weekends of things. Family weekend was a different weekend. Ag Roundup was a different weekend. And so we've really collaborated with a lot of campus groups to try to make homecoming one unified event.
Do you have an estimate of how many people are going to be on campus this weekend, or a hope maybe?
Oh, goodness. It's hard to say. I would say, you know, obviously the stadium holds 62,000. We hope for at least that many at the game. But family weekend is expecting probably 1,500 people alone just for that one group. Nag Roundup will have a lot of those individuals as well. We'll have a lot too. So it's hard to put an actual number on it, but in the thousands for sure. And I have alumni coming from Oakland, California, Colorado, Florida, all over the country to be back for this event.
Homecoming is a big deal at a lot of big Southern schools. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's just as big as UK at maybe some other Southern SEC schools like Alabama, things like that?
I think it is. I think, you know, obviously it depends on weather is one thing that doesn't always work in our favor. Last year it was about 45 or 50 degrees and raining, where the Southern schools are usually guaranteed more like 75 degree weekends. And then football tradition plays into that too a little bit. I was, believe it or not, actually the homecoming queen in 2004. And so I remember what that was like and having to, you know, do all the activities and that kind of thing. So I think we've made an effort to make it as big of a deal. But I think, you know, Keeneland is different for us, and that's kind of a homecoming opportunity all on its own that's separate from the university. But if you think about the number of UK people you see at Keeneland, that's a big draw. And then also we're about to start basketball season, which is another big draw back. So that probably makes us a little bit different, those two factors, than some of the other schools. So
we're trying to pay attention to diversity during homecoming week, too. When did the Alumni Association, when did homecoming try to start bringing in not just alumni, but trying to bring in all sorts of different people to homecoming?
We have had a Lyman T. Johnson African American constituent group for probably 20 years now, at least. And we have always had an event with that particular group of alumni going back as long as I can remember. I've been at the association for 10 years now, so definitely for as long as I've been there. But I think it's really transpired with the addition of the Homecoming Coalition that the students brought in about 5 or 6 years ago. And that was really a unified effort to not have competing events, to try to embrace tradition no matter what that tradition was. And so a lot of schedule changes occurred 4 or 5 years ago to not have competing events and that kind of thing. And the alumni piece just fits in with that schedule. So we try to do our part to make that work. We've also tried to collaborate with the colleges for a long time. And so I think, you know, seeing Ag Roundup and Family Weekend and the alumni band reunions also this weekend, seeing all those things happen at once is really a step in the right direction. I think you'll find that in many other schools if you look around, that they have one big weekend for alumni to come back.
And the theme for this year's homecoming is going the extra mile. Mm-hmm. What are you all trying to say with that theme? Is it because of diversity, or is it something maybe different?
I think that's a piece of it. The students actually pick the theme, and so we kind of piggyback on the theme that they do. Last year, it was the Race to 100, and so that was the 100th anniversary. So we did a lot of things around the 100th anniversary. It was also the university's sesquicentennial. So just in last year's year, there was a lot of anniversaries that we played to. In my opinion, it is diversity, but it's also, you know, we're one more year past 100, so the extra mile is the 101st, too. So, but it was voted on by the students and selected by them, and then we kind of play to that theme each year. So,
and one more question before we go to our next break.
Sure.
How has traditional homecoming changed into something more diverse and inclusive? What's kind of been the progression and ending up today where tonight's the Mr. and Miss Black UK pageant?
Mm-hmm. I think, like I mentioned, the addition of the coalition was a big step. We used to have a lot of competing events. So Mr. and Miss Black UK might fall the same night as another prominent event. The step show might fall at the same time as the parade. We don't have the parade anymore. So those are steps that we're taking to try to accomplish that goal and make it more inclusive. I think it got sides talking. I also think, too, with our alumni population now and our campus body population, people's experiences are different. So, you know, if you're a student now, your homecoming experience may not be the same as another person in your residence hall. So as the Alumni Association, we have to keep all those factors in mind and do more targeted things as opposed to more, you know, one-size-fits-all events. And so we've done a lot more targeted events, I think, in recent years than we used to.
Okay, great. Thank you. And you can sometimes see division between majority and minority students on campus, and it's important that the minority groups on campus express their views and get a seat at homecoming. This includes a continuation of events such as Mr. and Miss Black UK that celebrate multicultural individuals. WRFL's Leslie Hobbs reports.
Student Body President Rowan Reed says homecoming week is an extremely important week for the Student Government Association.
Homecoming week is important to our organization because it's a week where we get to help unite the student body and host events that are fun. It's a chance for us all to show our true Wildcat pride.
Homecoming week gives the students a chance to connect with their peers and find out more what being a Wildcat is all about. Various events are designed to connect and celebrate the diverse student body here on UK's campus.
I think it would be awesome if the whole student body got really excited about homecoming because it's a rare chance for us all to come together and celebrate what connects us, being a Wildcat. Participating in these events allows you to meet other students that you normally wouldn't be able to introduce yourself to.
The University of Kentucky promotes multiple events to celebrate diversity on campus while honoring traditional homecoming as well. As a response to UK's traditional crowning of a homecoming king and queen, the National Panhellenic Council hosts Mr. and Miss Black UK. The event was started in the 80s by Delta Sigma Theta sorority as a scholarship pageant and later became a collaborative event with the Black Student Union. Not only is it an important educational development tool for advancement, but also a chance for minorities to showcase their talents and represent the diversity of UK's campus. Carrie, you're the president of Delta Sigma Theta. So what is a part of the, Delta Sigma Theta is a part of the Divine Nine, a group of fraternities and sororities that are historically Black. How important is Homecoming Week to your organization, and what does your organization do to promote homecoming?
Yeah, so Homecoming Week is a very stressful week for my organization. So two of the main events that we participate in, that includes the pageant, which is tonight, the Mr. and Miss Black UK pageant, and then also the UK NPHC Step Show. So within the pageant, you know, it was started at, you know, in the late 80s. It was really originally started, you know, for, you know, minorities to gather, you know, in a safe, welcoming environment to showcase their talents to the student body. And then fast forward to 2016, it's kind of like, you know, a fun, you know, community where everyone gathers to see who's going to be crowned as the next Mr. and Miss Black UK pageant. But it's just, you know, a really great event that we put on every year. You know, it's lasted for over 30 years. And then, you know, later fast forward with the collaboration at BSU. So it's just something that we really look forward to and we put in a lot of work with.
What were some of the founding reasons for Mr. and Miss Black UK? Was it a response to the traditional homecoming queen and king?
Yes, it was, because you can imagine back in the 80s, you know, people probably wouldn't want to compete in a pageant with, you know, the majority. So just starting something off, you know, for minorities, you know, to feel, you know, safe and welcomed, and also with the scholarship fund. So we currently offer $250 for the male and female winner. So that's a huge incentive as well for the pageant.
So Mr. and Ms. Black UK is tonight. Can you tell us about a little bit about that? Where is it at? What time it is?
Yeah. So it's tonight in Memorial Hall at 6:30. So it's $5 before then and then $7 after. And basically with that pageant, it's a really fun pageant and you can expect a lot. It changes every year. So basically it'll start off with a very exciting kind of like partner dance, which honestly this year is like my favorite dance as far as with the contestants. And then it has a Q&A session and then a talent portion. And then with the talent portion, that changes, you know, year to year. Of course, you have the typical singing, you know, dancing, and you also have kind of like the spoken words. And like sometimes people, they paint pictures and like underneath a minute. So that's really cool to see. So make sure to come by tonight to see, you know, the newest and latest talent here at UK.
Now, some people might say that Mr. and Miss Black UK isn't really needed and maybe exclusive. What would you say to that?
I would have to, you know, respectfully disagree with that. If there weren't a Mr. and Miss Black UK, you know, minorities wouldn't feel comfortable participating in the Mr., you know, Miss UK pageant, just because, you know, I wouldn't say it's not very welcoming, but it's just they wouldn't really feel comfortable with that. So by having, you know, the Mr. and Miss Black UK, it's that people are able to, you know, come together. And even with the Homecoming Coalition, they come to that as well and see, like, what we put on as well. So it's able, it's an event, you know, that's catered to minorities, but it also gives the majority to be able to see events that we put on, you know, year to year as well.
And so as we've been talking about, Homecoming is trying to be more and more diverse each year. Do you think that UK and the Alumni Association has done enough, or what do you think could be better? And this is for you as well, Jill.
Yeah. I think that they're starting off on a good start. I know the Lyman T. Johnson Banquet, that's a really good big hit. And also, you know, how Step Show, that doesn't kind of like bump with anything else as well, because that was a problem as well with the Mr. and Miss Black UK pageant kind of events kind of bumped with that. So things are getting better. As far as improvement, I wouldn't have any that I could think of off the top of my head, but it's just always kind of tough getting people to come back to Kentucky after they left. So that's just kind of like a major general problem in general, as far as like retention and bringing people back.
The very first African-American homecoming king was crowned in 2005, and it was Antoine Huffman. He's actually one of the Alumni Association board members now. And so I remember when that happened, he actually had his uniform on and had to go skip the halftime talk to come out, and that was a really neat moment. And Mr. Buzz Burnham, that I know a lot of you all know, he recalls when the first African-American female was put on the court back in the, I believe, 70s. And so there have been some milestones, and certainly there's always room to improve, but we hope, you know, the Lyman T. Johnson Banquet, we recognize a student and an alum from each college through that program, and that gets good participation. And then, as I was saying earlier, a lot of our alumni will walk over to the Step Show from that event. So that's not just a student event. That's really an event that unites all people, and I really think a lot of community members like to go to that event because it's quite entertaining. If you've never been, you should definitely check it out at the Coliseum this Friday night. It's a lot of talent showcased on that stage, and they sell tickets, and mm-hmm. It's a pretty big event for sure. So I do think we're headed in the right direction. Like I said, you can always improve, but those are some examples of some things that have been done successfully.
So. And I saw this morning that a Chinese student has been nominated for Homecoming King for the first time. Are you all excited about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a kind of the process is through more student affairs, student activities board, but yeah, there's been minorities on court numerous times, but you know, it's just neat to see. It was neat to see Antoine win that. I think we beat Georgia that day too, which was a big milestone for a football team back in those times. So it was a really great day, and he's someone that's continued to contribute to the university long after graduation. So,
do you all think minority students are feeling welcome and excited about homecoming? There's a lot of events planned for them in mind and by minority organizations. So what do you all think about that?
I would have to say I know the two biggest events for minorities, BSU, they have, you know, their annual basketball game, the alumni, where they play basketball. So that's a huge event. Our pageant, the Mr. and Miss Black UK pageant, and also Step Show. So those are the three major events that minorities attend during homecoming week. But, you know, there can always be more as far as, you know, just the general student body coming together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It is hard, I think, as the student population grows. You have to find your niche. And so I do think maybe they're back in the day. I know our Golden Wildcats, they all lived on campus, and Stouffville is across from Memorial Coliseum, and all the dorms were on North Campus. So you literally stepped out of your door and you were 5 minutes from the football game. So that's a big change from what we have now. You probably have to ride a bus to the football game from your dorm now or from residence hall. So campus has changed a lot, but the football game, royalty, the step show, those are some of the big, long-standing traditions that still go on that no matter when you were here, you remember those things. And so hopefully those things continue and we can add new traditions as time goes on. So,
And it's extremely important to have minority homecoming events and making sure everyone feels welcome. But it's also important to have traditional aspects of this week. Building this gap is crucial for the entire student body and alumni, and it's a job that requires everyone to come together, and there's no better time to do it than homecoming. Leslie Hobbs reports.
UK Alumni Association Director Stan Key says homecoming is a chance to encourage alumni to want to come back to campus and celebrate the traditions they set many years ago.
Homecoming, you know, it's a time where you really encourage alumni to want to come back, and for a lot of them, it is their first time. We've had people who come to their 50-year reunion, that's the first time that they have come back to the campus since they graduated 50 years ago. We don't like it like that. We want them to come back more often. So it's just that, you know, that once a year, just want to recognize the importance of alumni, and, you know, recognize them.
Mr. Key added that Homecoming Week is a unique opportunity for students and alumni to make lasting connections. It gives current students a chance to call on alumni for their expertise. Specifically, it can help in job searching and mentoring.
Now, one of the things we're really looking closely at is trying to identify ways to better engage students with alumni. You know, whether it be through mentoring programs, or for alumni to come back and speak in classes, which a lot of them do anyway, but to do more of that.
Oftentimes, it can be difficult to effectively engage such wide age ranges in such a short period of time. This week is a chance for students to connect with each other, but also make connections that can benefit them later down the road. Current students are able to meet individuals who were in their shoes at one time. And many other schools around the country offer networking events, but UK only has two of those. Finally, we're going to discuss how to better connect alumni to students. And so you're talking about the Golden Wildcats and how that 50 years later they're coming back. So can you tell me more about that organization?
Yeah, every year we have a Golden Wildcat reunion committee. Who helps plan. So that's members this year from the class of 1966. We have a great group this year. We have actually Willis Bright, who was the first African-American to win the Sullivan Award. He finished in 1966, and so he was here at a very early time and is also one of our board members. So he's been a great contributor and really insightful. We also have the female who won the Sullivan Award that year, too, named Sally Hewlett. A couple other members we have on our committee, Brady Deaton, he was a chancellor at Missouri for 9 years, but happens to be in the class of 1966 from UK. And then also Vicki Gorman, who's a women in philanthropy member and has a scholarship in the College of Nursing. So those are all alumni who are giving back to current students through various ways. I think the Mobetta basketball game, as they used to call it, the alumni versus student game is really fun for our Lyman T. Johnson alumni group as well. And then obviously that banquet where we recognize students is another thing. Gatton, what Gatton's doing this year with the unveiling of their building, that's going to be a neat way to connect students and alumni with past and present. And so I won't get to go to that event because I'll be with our Golden Wildcats, but I look forward to seeing how that plays out because obviously the current students are really benefiting from the generous donations of alumni and people who walked in Gatton years before them. And so that's a really neat thing. And Gatton was very intentional about planning that for this weekend. So that's a really cool thing that's happening. Ag Roundup also does a good job of connecting students to alumni. The Ag Ambassadors do a lot of the serving at that event. And then there's student performances. There's various student interactions. There's a prospective student luncheon that current students participate in to try to recruit new students to UK. So there is some of that goes on. I think sometimes, too, just getting alumni in the classroom is a little more difficult than it seems. Faculty members, you know, often aren't alumni, and so they may not realize the talent that has come from their college or the industry talent that may exist within their major that could be beneficial. Plus, there's just logistics to work around, too, you know, class times and parking and all those things to get alumni back in the classroom. So we could do better, but we're trying to be more mindful of that.
And UK can maybe be seen as a sports school and maybe less academically inclined. Do you think that this focus on sports maybe hurts or helps alumni involvement later on?
I would say most of your major universities that are research universities, sports is just the natural way to get people back. Now, the Alumni Association especially, we always hope that it doesn't stop there. But it's definitely not unusual for a person's first time to return to campus that it's for a basketball or football game. That's definitely not out of the ordinary for us here. I do think that we are trying to leverage academics through athletics, though. We have a recognition every game that's an academic spotlight. UK at the half with Carl Nathy on the radio is always an academic segment. There's various promotions, other ways that are academic focused. So it's trying to get the academic message in front of a large audience, and I think we're trying to leverage that here.
Carrie, obviously your organization is very big on having alumni come back. Are you all planning anything for your alumni?
Yeah, so basically, so on Saturday, we're going to be having a tailgate. So that'll be a big, you know, way to have, you know, show school spirit and, you know, fellowship with our alumni members and just, you know, have fun. And after the game, we're going to go back to Commonwealth House and just hang out there. So that's a big event. Also throughout this week, they come to our practices, you know, and give us, you know, tips to how to improve our show. So just those little things help us reconnect throughout the week.
And you're a senior, and so your 50th anniversary will be in, 2067, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't do math. So do you plan on coming back? Like, do you feel connected enough to the school?
Honestly, it would all depend on my sorority, like what they're doing at that time. They would be like my major reason to come back. So if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't come back, you know, for homecoming, honestly. So as long as they're still here, you know, doing something fun for homecoming, I'll be here.
Looking to the future and future homecomings, obviously the Alumni Association will have lots of more alumni with each progressing year as the student body increases. Do you all have anything in plan?
Well, I think it is a little more challenging in some ways because of social media and because of the way we're connected. You know, the 50-year class, they waited in line to use the telephone in the dorm rooms. And if you were going to line up a date for the weekend, you better have that done by Wednesday. I mean, they didn't text, obviously. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't even have phones in their rooms. So that's one major change. And I think kind of has, for any reunion, and the same is true for high school, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Snapchat and all of those things kind of ruin the surprise in some ways because you can keep up with people better. That being said, there's a way to capitalize on that and you use it to our advantage. So we'll see how that goes. I think there is a lot of room to bring people back around causes. So Carrie mentioned her sorority, there's Dance Blue. There's residence hall, you know, living learning programs now. So as the Alumni Association, we need to be thinking about affinities. And it may not be your class year anymore. It's probably going to be a student organization because we graduate about 6,000 students now versus, you know, 800 or 900. You might know everybody that way. So that's a big change for sure.
And as we wrap up, we only have about 2 minutes left. What are some things that you'd like to leave with listeners about homecoming? What's some last words that you'd like to say?
I would say there are a lot of great events that are put on throughout homecoming week. So just take advantage of that, you know, and come out while you're a student. It's a lot cheaper, you know, and just make new friends and fellowship with people and have fun.
I would say to remember, if you're a student, that you may feel differently as an alum. You're not, when it's not in your backyard every day, your heart may grow a little fonder to this place. And so to always be mindful of opportunities to relive your college days and give back because we always need people, whether it's service, time, talent, treasure, whatever it may be. The university's going to need people to give back in the future to keep it going strong. And I do think your perspective changes a little bit when you're an alum versus when you're a student and here every day. So.
Well, that's all we have time for this evening. There are so many ways, as both Jill and Carrie said, to get involved, and so we encourage you to do so. And we would like to thank again Ms. Jill Smith, UK Alumni Association, and Ms. Carrie Bass, the president of Delta Sigma Theta. And thank you for joining us on tonight's Campus Voices. Stay tuned for commercial-free programming on 88.1 WRFL FM Lexington. I'm your host, Noah Richard.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.FM and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.FM/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.